has been with me all day. I guess we can reflect back and say he's been with us all week. Certainly as we look back, this came out of a year when we know that he was with us throughout that year. We had some problems, but he was with us. And we had some situations that we didn't know how we were going to get through, but we came through. There are some problems that some of us are still having, but somehow we can feel comfortable in knowing that same God, that same loving God that's been with us and brought us through so many different things is with us right now. I can be satisfied in knowing that I'm going to be okay no matter what I'm going through, because I know he's capable. He's loving enough. He's powerful enough. I'm just going to put it in his hands. And I'm going to continue to hold on to his hand. That's what we're going to do. That's what we continue to do. It's special because him, how he just enjoys blessing us and giving us reasons to praise him. I'd like for you to turn your attention again, if you would, to that 9th chapter of John's Gospel. I think you'll find both of these scriptures extremely familiar. I mean, and the 9th chapter says, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but the works of God should be made manifest." Neither this man nor has sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is night, while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Let me read that again. Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents. Listen, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. For the glory of God will be manifest. The glory of God will be manifest in him. The glory of God will be manifest in him. You know, as we read this scripture, we see that this young man had been blind all of his life. And somehow, as we think about that, think about the struggles that he had to have had. Certainly, we get to this point and we see the joy that occurs when he's able to see and when Jesus changes all of that. But somehow, that if we look back and realize that young man had struggled in many ways, for sure. Places he couldn't go by himself. Things he couldn't do without a lot of help. Somehow he wasn't able to live as most of us live and enjoy the things that most of us just take for granted because he couldn't see. He was blind. And somehow it seems that when someone has a problem, we're so quick to say, well, I wonder what it was that caused that man or what happened in that man's family that caused this to fall on him. Yeah. What is it that caused this to happen? Why is he blind? Was it something that his parents did? Or is it something about him? What is it that caused this man to have this terrible, terrible problem? And Jesus said, no. Neither his parents sinned, nor him. This is an opportunity for God to be manifest, for the glory of God be manifest, for God to be glorified for what he's going to do in this situation. God's going to do something here, and it's something very, very special. And what's going to happen? This man has gone through all of this for all this time, but the main thing that's happening here, we don't have his name. We don't know for sure just how old he was. We know that he was blind from birth, but we don't know what his age was. All we know is this was a young man, and Jesus saw him. The disciples saw him. The disciples said, what happened? Why was this young man born blind? Where did the sin flow through his genealogy and his life? What is it that caused this to happen to this young man? And Jesus said, it's not about that. You see, this problem that this young man has is an opportunity for God to show himself, to show his power, to show his love through Jesus. This is an opportunity. All that the young man had gone through, a lot of people had known him. Now, that's an important thing to realize. All his life he had been blind. And many, many people got to know him and got to realize his situation, realize how bad this was. But Jesus said, what this is all about is this is an opportunity for me to step up. And for what I'm going to do, God is going to be glorified. In other words, there are going to be people who are going to come to believe, recognize who God is because of what is going to happen with this young man. There are people who are going to know that there are situations that seem like there's no way out, nothing that can be done. But I'm going to step up and I'm going to show, here's a situation. This young man is blind. Nobody ever expects him to be able to walk down the street all by himself, to do things all by himself. But Jesus did something on that day. He said, the reason that that young man was going through what he was going through is so that I would be able to touch him. I would be able to make the clay to put in his eyes. I'm going to do something, and he's going to be able to be able to see and to be able to come all that he would want to be. We're going to glorify God because of that. Folks who see this, folks who witness this, folks who know that where he was and what he was going through are going to realize God is real. They're going to realize that Jesus is able to touch and Jesus is able to change. This is an opportunity for many who knew him to come to realize how real God is. People who knew him to come to realize that Jesus came into the world to help us through our difficult situations. Whatever it is we're going through, we know that he's able to make the changes. He's able to bring us through. He's able to bring us out. He was a young man. He had not sinned. His parent had not sinned. And what came out of that? We don't know his name. All we know is that those who witnessed what happened came to know that Jesus is real. Those who witnessed what went on came to realize that Jesus really is the Son of the living God. Jesus really is able to do all that the prophet said that he would be able to do. Jesus really is the Son of the living God who came to help us through our situations. Certainly we know the most difficult situation that we had is the situation that we were on our way to hell. But somehow Jesus came into the world, and he came into the world, and after dying on a cross, being punished for my sins, I now have an opportunity to go into heaven. Something special about the things that Jesus does. And whenever he does something, whenever he makes a change, whenever he touches somebody, the purpose of it isn't just for that individual. The ones that he brings through, the ones whose lives he changes, the ones who have problems that don't seem to be solved, when he solves those problems, when he changes those things, it's not just for them. I often talk about all that I went through when Barb and I were very early in our marriage. We didn't have much. And as a matter of fact, we almost had nothing. And we were working many jobs trying to get things done and didn't know how we were going to make ends meet. Often at the night, during the night, I'd actually be crying because I wasn't able to give our kids what some other kids had. I was going through some things. But somehow, I just kept talking to the Lord about it. And I won't go through all that he did or how he did it. But God brought me out of all that. So I need to testify about it. God didn't do that just for me. He did that so I would have a testimony. So that some folks who knew what I was going through. There are some people who saw me going through what I was going through. There are some people who knew I had problems that were seen to be beyond me. There are some people who knew I wasn't able to quite get things together. And somehow when they saw God bring me through, they could witness where I was and where God brought me. There are so many of us, if we look at our lives, we can see that somewhere in our life, we had a problem that could not be changed. A situation that we could not get through. But somehow God cared enough for us. And Jesus reached out and touched us. And made it. He doesn't want to do that just for me. He didn't do that just for me. He didn't make me well just for me. He didn't bring me through my situation just for me. He brought me through my situation so that I could be able to glorify the Lord and say what God has done. That young man hadn't dealt with the changing and giving of his sight. Wasn't just for that young man. Certainly the young man needed it, and certainly he was filled with joy, and he ran around with joy, how happy he had to be, but it wasn't all for him. And those things that God has done for you, it's not just for you. Those situations that you have come through, that he brought you through, that he lifted you out of, all of those things, they're not just for you. Certainly he loves you, and certainly he answers prayers, and certainly he changes situations. But he's not changing it just for you. He's changing it so that God can get the glory. He's changing it. You're in that situation so people see you in that situation, realize you're in that situation. When God brings you out, when God brings you through, you're a living testimony of what God can do and what God will do. We read in the 11th chapter about Lazarus. Now, Jesus could have right away, we know how Jesus could just have spoken and Lazarus would have been made well. But he didn't do it that way. No, he stayed where he was for a few days. The sister says he's dying. He's dying right now. Jesus, you need to come on right now. Jesus stayed where he was for two more days. But the reason that they makes this story so special, this document so special when we read it, is we see there that Jesus could have come, but if he had come, very few people would have even realized that Lazarus had been sick in the first place. Okay, day later, a lot of folks knew that Lazarus was sick. Okay, it gets to the point, people know that Lazarus has died. All of these things, so there are a lot of witnesses to the problem. A lot of witnesses to the situation. You see, the more witnesses there are to the situation, and perhaps the longer the situation exists, the more real the miraculous things that Jesus does becomes out. We glorify him because I know where he was. I know what he was going through. I know that there was no way he would make it. When Jesus came and brought Lazarus up out of the grave. Somehow, when you look at all that he did, the miracles that he did over and over again, it was not for Lazarus. No, it was not for that boy born blind. It was not just for you. He's done some things in each of our lives, and we sit back and we feel good about it. We know he's real because of what he's done in our lives, but that should not end with you. That thing that he's done, that situation that he's changed, that's a testimony that somebody needs to hear so that they'll know how real Jesus is. You've got a testimony. You know he's real. You've come to know it because of what he's done in your life. You know he's powerful. You know that he cares about you. You know he's able to do anything but fail. You know all of those things. Well, that's good to know, and it's good to have down in your heart, and it's good that your faith gets stronger and stronger every time you think about where he brought you from. It's good that you know if you call on him that he'll answer. It's good to know that if you put something in his hands, he can change. It's good to know all of that. But all of that testimony, all of the things you've come through, and all the ways that he's blessed you, and all the changes he's made in your life, those are things you should be telling. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits? I'm going to tell somebody. I'm going to make somebody else know that my God is real. And if you put it in his hands and let him wrap his arms around you during your difficult situation, he'll bring you through it. Hold on to his unchanging hand, somebody said. He loves us and he's able. What's going to happen with your situation? It's a difficult time. You don't know how you're going to get through it. But somehow if you look ahead, you can think of this. Jesus is allowing you to be there. He won't allow Satan to put more on you than you can handle. He's going to be there with you through your situation. You might as well start glorifying him now. Hallelujah. Satan's wrestling with you. Satan's trying to give you all that you can handle and more. But somehow we need to just stop and give God the glory. God is able to bring us out. We can thank him even before we're all the way out. We can thank him even right now. I'm going through some things. That's all right. I know I'm not going through it by myself. I'm going to give God the glory for being with me during this difficult time. I'm going to thank him for what I know he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's going to bring me through it. When he has brought me through, there is no doubt that I should allow that situation that I was in to be something that I tell folks about. What I was in and where he brought me. The problem I had, the fact that he solved it. The situation that seemed to be so heavy on me that I didn't think I could handle. I need to tell somebody. I need to testify about it. You know, we were at the New Year's Eve service ceremony. We talked about so many people had gone through some things, gone through some situations, didn't know how they were going to get through. but God brought him through. Somehow, you know, after a couple of years, we look back and say, oh, yeah, I remember now. God brought me through that. Sister Kay, I think you can tell people that you had cancer and somehow God brought you through it. I think many of us here can talk about the things that God has done and the things God has brought us through. We don't need to just leave. Well, that was a couple of years. Well, it's still news. It's still good to say I was down and I was a situation I didn't know how. That is something that we need to remember and talk about every now and then. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. That's all I've come to say today. We need to glorify the God through our problems and our difficulties that he brings us through. We need to glorify the Lord because of where we are and where we know he brought us from. We need to glorify the Lord. Talk about his goodness and his mercy. There are folks who need to know how good he is and how they can put their situations in his hands just like you did and how it make the changes. He's able. He loves us so much. And he's done all of this, not just for you, but he's given it to you so you can be a living testimony. That young man said, I didn't see him. I can't tell you who it was. All I know is I was blind and now I see. He changed me. I was going through something. I had a problem, had a situation. He changed me. I didn't know how I was going to make it. He changed it. There was a situation that was so heavy on me that I couldn't sleep at night. He changed it. I didn't know if I could ever get through what I was going through. He brought me through. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, about the things that you've witnessed, about the things that he's brought you through, about the changes that he's made. He wants you to tell it. That blessing, that beautiful blessing that he gave to you was not just for you. It was to turn you into one who would magnify the Lord, who would talk about the Lord, who would tell folks about how he brought you through and how he brought you out. He's amazing. He loves us. He's powerful. All that we could possibly ask when it comes to a friend, tell somebody. That's what Jesus was saying. He says, this man, young man didn't do anything. This is an opportunity for God to get the glory. This is an opportunity for somebody to know how powerful and how loving and how able God is. Going through something, he's able. Gone through something, tell somebody about it. And you know, somehow it seems the more you talk about what God brought you through, the more you're reminded of it. You know, I start talking about what God's done, and then I say, oh yeah, but not only that, and even more. It seems like the more I talk about how good God's been, the more I realize that God's done so, I can't put it all in words. I wish I could say more, but I can't. I can't say all that God has done for me. You're the same way. All that God has done, you can't put it in words. How blessed you are, you can't say it all, but you need to try. You need to try and let somebody know, in just simple terms, how God has been there for you and provided something special for you. What he provided for you was not just a way out of that problem, but a testimony. So you can spread the good news of how much he loves us and how he'll bring us through and bring us out. Somebody needs to hear your testimony because they need to know that same God will help them through what they're going through. It wasn't for that young man. It was for everybody around him, everybody who knew him. It wasn't for Lazarus. It was for all of those who loved him and saw him die. It wasn't for just for me. It was for me to have an opportunity to tell you, he's been good to me. He's brought me through some things. I love him. And so I'm going to testify about it. What shall I render unto the Lord for all the blessings? What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits? And what shall I render unto the Lord for the way he's brought me through? I'm going to tell about it. I'm going to let people know. He's powerful. He's loving. And he's my friend. Let us stand. You know, I realized that God was blessing me long before I had said yes and accepted him, accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. I know that. But, you know, it seems like once I said yes, once I realized how special I was to him and gave myself over to him, it seems like things got more and more beautiful. it seems like no matter what I'm going through, I know that he's there with me. I said, yes, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. I've decided I'm going to walk as he would have me to walk, live as he would have me to live. I gave myself over. And somehow it seemed like the day that I said yes was the most special day in my life. It was beautiful. Somehow I just knew that I had him with me. I knew that I could depend on him. Many of us who are here right now have thought about it and said, yes, I believe he's real. But you have not yet said, Jesus, I'm going to give my life over to you. Jesus, I'm going to walk as you would have me to walk. I'm going to let the world know that I'm going to be yours. Is there somebody who wants to say yes? Somebody who wants to give themselves to Jesus? He's been waiting for you. Not waiting for you to get yourself right. Not waiting for you to become all that you are to be, somebody special. No, you're special just as you are. He wants you just as you are. Put yourself in his hands and allow him to mold you and to change you. Take those things that are in your heart and that should not be there and remove them, those habits, those addictions and all those things that are wrong. You can't do it all by yourself, but he can change you. Give yourself over to him. Say you trust him. Recognize that he does love you. Recognize he already knows all those good things you like to brag about that you do and have done. But he also knows and loves you even though those things that you have done that nobody knows about, those things that are in your closet, those things that are hidden from everybody, Jesus knows all about it. But he wants you just as you are. He wants you to come just as you are so that he can make you into somebody special, somebody beautiful. Is there somebody who wants to say yes? Somebody who wants to give themselves over? Somebody who realizes he loves them so much? Or maybe now there's somebody who's already said yes. Somebody's already given themselves over to the Lord, and they did it in a place that's not so close. They made some commitments of things they were going to do, but they have not been there, so they can't do those things that they said because they're not in that place. But in this place, if you feel comfortable in this household of faith, if you feel comfortable here in this church, if you feel comfortable here, why don't you come and become a part of this church family? Somebody who wants to say yes, or somebody who wants to continue their love for the Lord by showing their love and using the gifts and talents that he has given you to come and be a part and to help us to become more of what God would have us to be. Is there somebody? My Lord, my Lord. God bless you all. God bless you.